Michael, let's talk about some of the four particular outcomes which may occur that you write about in the future. What are some of them?
Exactly. Well, I mean, there could be more than four, but the ones that I've been looking at, if the first one is the most alarming, of course, because if, in fact, the progeny, the descendants of the Nephilim do find a way out through the Stargate, then, you know, I personally think, given their deeds so far in the last 30,000 years, that these people have never loved our planet, they've never really wanted to be here, they don't like us, and they have no love for their veritable prison. After all, the Earth has been a prison to them. What might they do by way of their sophisticated technology, their microwave technology and what have you? And, you know, as we know, criminals normally don't like to leave, you know, fingerprints. So the first outcome is, if they do in fact find a way out of the Stargate, they have not done that up until now. And they do give us updates a lot through the movies and the films. There's incredible stuff being shown right now. That's just, would, you know, we could do a whole show just talking about what they're showing on television right now in the way of symbolic updates. You know, that's a very, very alarming concept. The second one is that they have contingents within their own group. That's how I came up with these four, is because they have different contingents, different lieutenants working on each of these four, just in case.
Okay, and in these four outcomes that you're giving us, you developed them, you found them?
There's synthesis. Okay. There's synthesis of what I think that has been happening, just by, again, symbolically looking at what they're feeding us over the media and in different kinds of books and other ways. The second one is the fact that they realize once and for all that they cannot leave, that this barrier, even though it is part technology, part etheric energy, up until now, you see, they've thought that whatever technology could put up, technology could take down, and they've basically subjugated the whole of the Earth. A lot of the concepts of empire that you keep hearing people talk about in the history books about empire and what empire is all about, and they do accept that empire is about the resources of other countries. Well, yes, but why would a little country like England in the 1500s start stretching its tentacles out to the whole of the world to subjugate Africa, to subjugate America, to subjugate India? You see, they needed the resources. They needed the resources to move technology forward to the point where they could be doing all of this. Now, if they realize finally that it's not going to work, no matter what they do technologically, they can't find the key, and all the Paul Allens and all the Bill Gates and all the other people that they put onto this plan, they're just not able to come up with it. You know, the Russians behind the Cold War during the time of the, you know, the wall, and the Russians were busy working at this day and night, and they have not found a way through. Then the second outcome is that they start just coming out into the open and ruling with unmitigated tyranny. They're almost doing that now, as a matter of fact. But this would be a real sort of, you know, free jack, Judge Dredd type of situation, in which there's no point hiding anymore. There's no point, you know, nobody in the research community will be talking about hidden masters and hidden persuaders and the secret government, because they're all going to be out in the open, you know, basically the way I saw it in the streets of Belfast. You know,
it won't be a secret anymore.
It won't be a secret. They'll operate pretty much in the open, and with that will come the loss of all the privileges, because realizing that now they just need to be emperors of the world, you know, better to reign in hell than serve in heaven kind of concept, then what's the point of us all having jobs? I mean, right now they're pulling up their ladder of the middle class right now as we speak. You know, we're pretty much in the final stages of something right now as we speak. The next countdown to the next 10 years to the Mayan end date of 2012 looks pretty bleak from where a lot of people are standing, you know, and that's coming from an optimist. But the point is that, you know, there's going to be a lot of changes very rapidly. In the next 10 years, it's going to seem like 100 years is encapsulated in just a single year. So, and if these individuals decide that it's just not working and they can't get out of here, they will rule this planet with unmitigated tyranny that even Hollywood, with all its guile, could not show, could not demonstrate to us. It'll be something really horrific to see.
Well, let's go back. Well, how does this all equate with these fallen angels? How do they tie into this?
Because, George, the people that are behind the thrones of government and religion are the descendants of these individuals. And this is part of my research, just like it was with Eustace Mullins, Jordan Maxwell, is to expose these individuals. And we have, all of us, Jordan has also realized that the machinations, the governments and the political systems that exist are not recent phenomena. There's an occult history of the world. There's an occult history of Ireland. There's an occult history of Africa. There's an occult history of America. There's an occult history of the world. And we see it in the modern milieu, right? What we see, sort of the machinations of politics. But these things have their roots in the ancient past. That's why the royal family, for instance, the royals of the world, and even some of your presidents I'm seeing with alarm, walk on the red carpet. That red carpet, by the way, is symbolism. It's symbolism for the bloodline connection. You know, 34 American presidents are absolutely directly bloodline connected to the royal dynasties of England. That means the Habsburgs, the Hanoverans, the Black Venetians. We have a direct connection. You know, the Venetians previously were the Phoenicians. The Phoenicians are the high Semites coming out of Babylon and Sumeria. There's a tremendous connection. I have a new book coming out called The Origins of the Illuminati and the New World Order, going into something I couldn't cover in the Atlantis book, which is another fascinating tie-in with Egypt and how the secret societies, how Egypt plays into all of this, and how why the Illuminati and the Freemasons use some of these Egyptian symbolism that you see all over America and on the American $1 bill. And all over the American milieu, you keep seeing Egyptian symbolism.
All right, let's save that for another show, Michael.
Yeah, we definitely have to do that on another show.
That is, we're going to run out of time if we have to get into that right now.
That's right.
As well. Okay, so let's review just a little bit before we move forward here with these fallen angels then. Because you've got to bring in religion in one respect. Was there a misinterpretation of all the religions on this planet based on these fallen angels? Because so many of them are so biblical-minded that they think that this was a godlike situation.
Yeah.
Obviously,
yeah,
it was not, based on your work and research and some of the other people.
No, but you see, like they said, if an engine works well, it works like magic. Well, imagine the people who create those machines. Imagine the abilities of these people to the humble... the ancient people that I'm talking about are not the people, our ancestors are not the ancestors we're taught about in school. They're not the primitive Neanderthals and all of that. That's a total rubbish. And that's luckily, and I'm happy to see that that is being refuted now by great scholars like Michael Cremo and Richard Milton and so on. But you see, as advanced in their own way, our ancestors, how much more advanced were these visitors, you know, basically coming in spacecrafts, flying all through the planet? All the tumult in the heavens, the war of the gods, was actually perceived by our ancestors. So these individuals were taken for the gods.